It's peak cherry season in the Northwest. The fruits are typically grown outdoors in an orchard. But one business in Southeast Washington is doing things a little differently. They grow premium cherries in a greenhouse. Each is nearly the size of a golf ball and sells for top dollar overseas. Correspondent Anna King reports.
The cherries you'll find at Cherry Ridge Farms in Kennewick, Washington are not your typical fruit. They're huge and expensive, but they're not for sale in the Northwest.
Greenhouse Rainiers, the quality for export market to Asia, they love it. They're willing to pay double prices than normal cherry. So, but if they're clean, they're sweet, they got more flavor, and they're big.
Cam Chohan's family has been farming for seven generations, and this is his 28th cherry season. He's an overseas marketer for Cherry Ridge and many other farms. He says he exports to Japan, Singapore, China, and other Asian countries where the fruits are more of a luxury item, selling for up to $10 per cherry.
They love the flavor, they like the color, but mostly they love the flavor.
Chohan says the greenhouse where they grow Rainiers is the only one of its kind in North America. Inside, it's like a jungle. Recorded bird calls play over the tight rows of trees. When the sun goes down, workers' headlamps flash all around, and it feels almost like a rave without the music. Usually, speed is the name of the game at harvest time, but Manuel Sanchez tells his team to work slowly and carefully to find the biggest fruits with the best color. Then they get to it, scrambling up aluminum ladders. The plump, almost golf ball-sized Rainiers are yellow with a blush of scarlet. They're nearly perfect, hardly any marks, splits, or bird pecks. Chohan says it's a lot of work.
I mean, you got to put 18 hours a day to get this production in this kind of production and color. And the flavor and the crunch, you can hear it. Almost crunch like a plum. Normal cherry, you bite into it, you don't hear that crunch. But these cherries are just special.
Todd Wilmoth is a co-owner of the two covered acres, and he controls the greenhouse from his cell phone. It closes like a Seattle sports stadium if there's a whiff of rain, hail, wind, or even too much sun.
If it gets 100 degrees and I don't want the heat on it, I'll close it to shade the trees. And then when it, after it gets, starts to go succeed down to like 90 or 80 or 85 or whatever, I'll open it back up.
With the push of a button, the rainproof poly material stretches across the top like a sweet convertible. The installation set him back about $700,000, but he says it was worth it. Nearly all his cherries will make export grade to lucrative markets. In a normal outdoor orchard, he says, he'd lose around 10% of the crop even on a good year. The greenhouse has run into problems. One year, the trees didn't set fruit at all. This year, Cam Chohan says the cherries are really happy.
They're like a happy baby. I said, I treat my cherry trees, my apple trees, like my babies. Love them, I think they give you love back.
These exclusive fruits will be shipped abroad, but there's plenty of common-sized sweet cherries for everyone here in the Northwest. Growers are expecting about 440 million pounds. I'm Anna King in Kennewick.